gentlemen, we're back. Did you miss us?
I hope so.
Nah, dude. Anyways, back from Japan. And like I said, we'd be back in May. We are back. I'm still the champ.
It is May.
Mostly because we didn't do a prediction show. But that's consolation prize, I'm pretty sure I would have been 100% on that when we recap Backlash. I think everybody who won, I think with the exception of Braun versus Roman, I think I like mentally picked to win.
I couldn't tell you because I didn't think about it one bit at all.
I was thinking about it. I always think about it. But this is a shoot from the hip night, mostly because I'm just getting back from Japan and the Caps game is on. And quite frankly, NHL hockey, the Stanley Cup playoffs outweighed this podcast. So, sorry, it's going to be a short and quick one. But first, from our sponsor, Loot Crate Unboxing. Well, Slam Crate Unboxing.
And, you know, we would like them to actually sponsor us, but...
God damn it, Nelson. Ooh, what is this? This is... We got a shirt with everyone. Is this Finn Balor?
I think this is
Finn. It is Finn
Balor.
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet.
That's pretty cool. It is two Finn. This is my first Demon Finn Balor shirt.
Nice.
I'm not liking the quality of this shirt, though. All the quality has been pretty good. I don't know.
Oh, wow. That feels like it's itchy.
Yeah, maybe when I wash that, it'll be better.
Yeah, you might be all right.
Then we have a Mike cup set. Let's see. Let me open this bad boy up.
Which
Do I get
one
two
is it?
Cups? Or is it just one? It says set. Nope, it is two.
Oh.
Enzo and Cass.
And a regular mic.
Yes, that is.
You know what they should have done?
Nice.
They should have flipped that upside down and made it the Miz.
Fuck the Miz. Alright, just fuck that guy. But that would be
because
my
Because he likes him.
That would be my new drinking beer mug when we drink.
Yes. And this glass or plastic?
Plastic. Okay. And this I knew I was getting because they revealed this.
Oh yeah, the Trash Talkers.
Yeah,
that
the Stone Cold Steve Austin figure. I think they're going to connect in the end. Oh, we were both wrong. It's the Universal title.
Oh!
We were trying to figure out what...
As he throws it at himself.
Yep. We were trying to figure out what title belt pin was going to be in this one. I said Smoking Skull Belt. You said Spinner Belt.
Yeah.
Well, this is an actual, like, nice booklet for Masters of the Mic. Oh, it's an actual book. It talks about, like...
Oh, that...
Some
okay.
of the best talks. We got Stone Cold, The Rock, Cena, Jericho.
I thought these were bigger.
Ric
or is
Flair.
This one just small?
No, that's about the size they are.
Okay. I must have been thinking of, like...
Piper... It's pretty cool. Dusty Rhodes, Steph, The Miz.
I'm so confused.
Yeah. And then,
well, even that booklet. Oh, that's the poster,
yeah,
too.
That's the oh, Miss Bliss. My heart. The star. All right, what is... Oh, God damn it.
Ah!
Fuck The Rock.
You can always just cut it in half and put up Alexa Bliss.
That's what I'm going to do, because fuck The Rock. That's pretty good. The Slam Crates, I've enjoyed.
The Slam Crates seem
I've
like
I have not gotten the Slam Crate and been like, it's kind of a bust.
They're more consistent.
Like, the worst t-shirt I got was that Enzo and Cass one I just gave to Sean. He loves it.
Yes.
Mmm.
Hopefully... I will be subscribing to the next one because I was like, that next theme sounds pretty cool. Factions, in case you're wondering.
DX, I'm predicting DX, NWO.
Well, they said a few. DX is definitely in there. They said the Four Horsewomen's in there for some reason.
I'd rather the Four Horsewomen. No offense to the women.
And then, who else was in there? Yeah, I just heard it on the Jericho podcast, too. I can't remember how well.
Ah, well. So... Yeah. Let's pop into the podcast right away. A couple of things to take care of. You posted this. Billy Corgan is going to buy the NWA.
No, apparently he has bought it.
All right.
And all I can think is, the WWE doesn't own it already? It's a weird... I know it's a weird entity.
I think this is a new NWA, not the...
The way the article was written, it's talking about
know.
It. Yeah, it was saying it was like the NWA.
Well, the NWA back in the day wasn't. It was an organization of the Southern Territories.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know.
It
I
wasn't like
yeah.
its own thing.
Yeah. So whenever like a story like that comes up, it's always confusing to me because I don't 100% understand what this person's buying. And then the article was talking about all this other stuff. They mentioned all the great NWA champions like Flair and Sting and all them.
I like how neither one of us is wearing a WWE shirt today.
Actually, this was a WWE shirt.
Is that? I thought that was a TNA shirt.
This was the very last Kurt Angle t-shirt the WWE put out before he left.
Ah, I'm wearing American
Nightmare. This is when he was this is when he was in ECW.
Which I actually bought from the New Japan Pro Wrestling store in Tokyo, just across the street from the Tokyo Dome. I did not get to take in a show, though, because they were out of Tokyo while I was in Tokyo.
That would have been too perfect.
Yeah. I did a lot in Japan. Watch our other podcast, which will be linked at the end of this video.
Yeah.
To hear all about my adventures in Japan. And did I get arrested? Did I cause an international incident in Canada? The answers may surprise you. That's called a tease, Nelson. speaking of getting arrested at airports, X-Pac.
Yeah, I did not get the lowdown on the latest, because
He had, like, methamphetamines, all kinds of shit on him, and he was arrested with the intent to sell.
Because all I saw was that he went missing for a good while, and then I saw an article today. I didn't get a chance to really read it, because I didn't really particularly want to...
He was incarcerated.
Yeah.
So, sucks for him. I never liked him anyways. Mm. Gotta fix my title. So let's get to the payback results. On the pre-show, Endzone Cass beat the club, which I would have called.
Yeah.
Fun part of the pre-show, Finn Balor beat up The Miz, which we thought was going to lead to a feud between those two.
Nope.
More on that in a bit. God damn it, Nelson. Damn it. You do not know how to tease.
Yep.
God damn it. So to the main show, Chris Jericho defeated Kevin Owens, which I actually thought might happen just because I figured it would be a nice little swerve on the show for everybody. And it happened. And it happened in great fashion, too, with Jericho busting his hand so his finger couldn't grab the rope again. That was pretty good.
That was pretty funny.
Austin Aries defeated Neville. The only thing I'd have gotten wrong there was a DQ, because I thought this is when Austin Aries was going to win the title.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to make one of my long-term predictions, which isn't too long-term. Aries wins it at SummerSlam.
That's not too far away.
I think since he didn't win it at Payback, I think he's going to win it the next of the Big Four.
Well, seeing as how it seems like they went back to the one pay-per-view a month model, that seems about right.
Yeah, because Raw will have one more pay-per-view before SummerSlam. So maybe Neville escapes again. So the Hardy Boys defeated Sheamus and Cesaro with Jeff Hardy losing a tooth.
Oh, yeah. I saw the picture of that. I was like, oh, that looks so gross.
Yeah, and then Cesaro and Sheamus turned heel at the end. And this one, this was going to be like my shot in the dark prediction had we done the prediction show, but I would have called Bliss. So I was going to go with my heart, not with my head.
Mm-hmm.
And she won it. And
she did. I could not have picked that one.
That was one of the few times where me and my son differed on opinion. And he was mad at me. I was like, yes! And then we'll get to it. We talked about Raw briefly, but her promo she cut on Raw to kick it off.
Oh, yeah. God, damn. I missed it.
I said this a long ago. She's the best heel in the company right now. By far. Easily the best female heel in the company.
Yeah.
And best female on the mic by far. I think her and Miz and KO are the top three heels right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Seth Rollins.
Rounding it out would be Neville.
Yeah. This one I probably would have gotten wrong. Seth Rollins defeating Samoa Joe. I thought Joe was
going to... That was quite surprising, actually.
I thought Joe was going to win that one. Just because Seth got his revenge on Triple H at the pay-per-view, at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Joe was going to beat him up and maybe a little help from Triple H. And
we're
going to see, like, a run of Seth Rollins losing to Triple H and Seth, Joe until SummerSlam, which is when he'd go over. But he went over here.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt won the House of Horrors match, and I don't even know. I don't have an opinion on the House of Horrors match. Like, I didn't hate it.
It was literally exactly what Edge and Christian had described on their podcast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know what to think about it. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it either. And I feel like the whole part in the house was just pre-recorded, which, you know, it's probably...
What do you mean, feel? It was pre-recorded. It was nighttime outside there.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
right.
The pay-per-view was in California. Yeah, like
I keep forgetting that. I'm like, all right. But that's probably why. That's probably why.
I like how Randy rolled up there in a limo with no shirt on.
Yeah, I know. And for a good chunk of that match, I thought he was wearing no shirt but dress pants. They were jeans, at least.
So weird. Yeah. And then the surprise of the night, Braun Strowman defeating Roman Reigns.
Thank you, Strowman.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Oh, man. All the fans are just cheering. And I love the meme going around. It's like it shows the battered and bloody Roman Reigns. And it goes, do they like me yet?
Well, I know you got worried a little bit too in the middle. You're like, oh God, please don't do the Cena shit with the Let's Go Roman sucks chant. Then I had to clarify. They're chanting, Let's Go Strowman.
Yeah.
Roman sucks. 100% on Strowman.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I was like, if they do the Let's Go Cena sucks chant for Roman, that'll convince Vince, that enough people like fucking Roman Reigns and push him more.
No, I think right now there's so much vitriol to toward Reigns. I really don't know outside of to actually turning him heel what could save his career.
The only thing that I think of, and at this point I don't think they're turning him heel. I think the only thing that can save him is if he just starts jobbing.
Mm.
Like if he just goes on a massive losing streak.
Oh, you mean like the year-long losing streak for Cena?
Yeah.
Except it probably would have to work. He'd have to be a lot bigger profile.
But he's got to lose clean. Like he's got to continue to lose the Braun, then he loses the Brock, and people just beat him.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, maybe you get the underdog effect. Because, I mean, it didn't have to work for Stone Cold, but they did make Stone Cold the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Stone Cold's personality helped, too. Like, because they tried to do the Stone Cold route with the authority against Roman Reigns,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't work. Whereas, surprisingly, it worked for Cena. So that's how you know Roman Reigns is poison. That if the Cena versus the authority worked out for Cena, but it didn't work out for... Reigns.
It worked out for everybody but Reigns.
Tell you one thing, one of the biggest pops during the Authority thing was when Dolph Ziggler won at Survivor Series.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
they still didn't fucking push him.
Yeah.
I don't know what Ziggler has to do to get a push. Like, a legit push. Not just, like, moments of where he has the IC belt for a month or two, or he has the World Heavyweight title for a couple days.
Before. Who does he have to blow?
Yeah, exactly. Because
it's almost to that point.
Because that man, like we were at when he won the number one contendership match in DC.
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge pop for him. And that, like, most of that crowd were people who had never been to a wrestling match because they were just free tickets for the military.
Yeah.
Shit, our whole section was being led cheering by my son. They were like, all right, this kid's cheering for Dolph Ziggler. We're cheering for Dolph Ziggler. Which, again, as we mentioned on this podcast, great dad moment for me when Ziggler came over and gave him a hug and said, I heard you the entire time, buddy.
God, I almost forgot about that.
You know what? Ziggler could, like, murder someone in the middle of the ring, and just for that moment that he gave my son...
He'd be like, he's not guilty.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. I defend him. I'm a lawyer. I pass the bar.
And all that means is he just hopped the little fence with the title belt and tried to cheap shot somebody.
No, I put on my red glasses, get my cane out.
All right.
Murdoch that shit. So moving on to Raw, as I alluded to, because I know how to do a tease, Nelson does not. Alexa Bliss just fucking ripping a promo on everybody. God, she's so good. And she was like, Bailey, I looked into the crowd and saw your family crying. You didn't see it because you were on the mat. God, so good.
Oh,
she's such a bitch. I fucking love her. Oh, man, that's not even hyperbole. I legit love Alexa Bliss. If she were single, because I'm not a homewrecker anymore.
As he takes a swing.
That stealing the show and your girlfriend shirt, I should own. Because that described me to a T, what, 3 years ago?
Yes. Wait, I thought you had that shirt.
No, I never got it. Remember, I had it in my hand at Hot Topic, and I decided not to buy it because I was poor at the time.
I told you.
I regret that. I don't have many regrets in my life. And it's sad that one of my biggest regrets is not buying a fucking T-shirt. But I'm rich now, so I don't worry about that. It's all this YouTube money.
So, yeah.
It's not anything from YouTube. We've made not even $100 yet, because I can't cash out them.
We definitely didn't make anything off of the last podcast.
No, because it got claimed before we even published it by Nintendo.
You know how many emails I got from that?
Really? Oh, yeah, they claimed a bunch of shit on there.
Dude, I got definitely, like, at least 8 notifications.
We need to start doing the Jim Sterling approach. Whenever we do a Nintendo video, we need to do some other copyright shit. Like, you should have done the fucking Eric Bischoff theme. Mm. Because I want to do the Jim Sterling thing. Whenever we do Nintendo and we know we're going to get copyright claimed, I want to do another copyright thing. That way, they can fight over the money.
I didn't know he did that. So now that I know that...
Yeah, he plays the song Chains of Love. all the, at the end of every Gymquisition he does.
I wonder if Nintendo game. I wonder if I'd get flagged by using the "I'm Back" theme song, but only going 31 seconds.
Trying to think what we got. We're not doing a Nintendo game this week, so we'll figure it out. But yeah,
was that always up there?
That happened when they. He's pointing out a nail pop.
Okay.
That happened when they were pounding in the boards for the kitchen.
Yeah,
got
sorry.
Kitchen floor.
I just noticed that. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, I just gotta push that nail back up and then throw some plaster over it. It'll be good.
Yeah.
So beautiful. And then we had an 8-woman tag with Bayley getting DDT'd again. I'll tell you one thing. I wonder if that's the WWE reacting, because when Alexa Bliss hit that DDT on, was it Naomi?
Yeah.
Didn't get the pin, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Did he tweet it, or was it on his pod? I think he tweeted it.
I think he tweeted it.
It was like, a DDT doesn't finish anyone off anymore. Since then, that's been Alexa's finisher, and it's been finishing
people
off.
I think she needed a finisher that wasn't like a submission or a top rope.
Yeah. So, rocking
the DDT.
Kind of,
yeah, that kind of rocked
it. She sticks it.
Oh, yeah,
God damn, Jake the Snake is applauding in his grave.
I feel like it looks even more vicious because she is so much shorter than everybody else that she can kind of, like, throw a swing in there and not, like, jerk anybody's neck and make it look vicious.
DDT that pretty since fucking Raven's Even Flow. Though, I know this is going to sound blasphemous to old school wrestling fans. Raven does the prettiest DDT. Sorry, Jake. I like your DDT where you smack the side and drop them. But goddamn, that Even Flow of Ravens, that is like poetry in motion.
Wasn't he like the... Then that's a different wrestler. wasn't Jake the Snake the first guy to rock that?
I don't know if he was the first guy to rock it. He made it famous.
All right. So that's his claim to fame, and then Raven perfected it.
Raven did perfect. Goddamn, so good.
And then...
I'm going to watch some old Raven footage.
And then Alexa Bliss reinvented it.
Yep.
It's like a swing.
Then we had Luke Gallows defeat Enzo Amore. That feud's dead to me. I don't care. Dean Ambrose organized the IC number one contenders match, which was...
That was hilarious.
Fucking great. He was like, I've got the top belt on this program now. And then the best was when he was interviewing them all backstage, like channeling his inner Gorilla Monsoon.
He's like, this is mean Dean Ambrose.
Yeah. But the best was when the Drifter came by after he, like, interviewed
Finn Balor. I woke Josh up from laughter.
Yeah, because I was exhausted. I went to bed early. I had to watch the replays. But he was like, hey, you know any Pearl Jam? And after I watched that, because Nelson did wake me up cackling from his room, I sent him a message the next day. I was like, was your cackling Dean Ambrose talking to the Drifter? He's like, yep. I was like, yeah. I can see that. That was fucking hilarious. All right, Pearl Jam.
Because you know, I know you would have lost it if you were awake for that.
You know what the Drifter reminds me of, though, right now with his little gimmick on Raw? Do you remember that episode of How I Met Your Mother where Ted, Lily, and Marshall went to a concert? Lily was pregnant, so she couldn't, like, drink or anything like that, and Ted and Marshall got high.
You mean ate sandwiches?
Yeah. And they were, like, wandering around the same part of the arena, and they kept running into this billboard of this, like, Johnny Cash-looking motherfucker. But in their highness, they didn't realize it was like a billboard that was an actual dude. He's just... That's what the Drifter reminds me of right now. That's a horrible aside that no one's going to get because I don't think too many of our viewers and listeners...
I thought you were going to say that guitar-playing assassin from the Punisher movie.
That guy, too, because he was also a ripoff of Johnny Cash.
Yeah. And now that song's stuck in my head. Mm.
I can't think of it. After this, you're going to have to put it on me so I can put it on my YouTube playlist.
Ah, okay.
Then we had a number one contenders match... we had the Cruiserweights. We're going to skip over that because no one cared about that.
No reaction whatsoever.
Apollo Crews beat Heath Slater. No one cares. Austin Aries defeated TJ Perkins, who is now TJP. And then The Miz won thanks to interference by Bray Wyatt. And I guess Bray's going to feud with Finn Balor, which...
Yep.
I want to say it's going to be good. I know the matches are going to be good.
Yeah.
But...
It's
going
to be interesting.
In the end, it's going to disappoint because it's Bray. And the WWE, for some reason, does not know how to use Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to be excited for him winning the title, but as the champion, like...
We all knew he was going to drop it to Randy.
It was almost like when Dean Ambrose was champion. It's like, okay, you got it. But he doesn't even feel like the champion to me.
Exactly, because he's not... Bray Wyatt, now that The Undertaker's retired... Bray Wyatt should be the Undertaker.
He really should.
He should be this unstoppable force that you just can't explain. Like, yes, he does not have the Undertaker size.
Yeah.
Got it. But he has the Wyatt family. He has this mystical power that he can make.
In the same vein as the Undertaker.
Yeah, exactly. Macho. He should be dominant.
Which is actually kind of why I'm a little disappointed that they're doing him versus Finn Balor so soon.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Because, I mean, that's something that I would have liked to have waited to see.
I don't know if we waited too long.
No, not maybe not too long, but like maybe till like after SummerSlam.
I don't know. I think Bray Wyatt's spoiled now. Like, his whole gimmick spoiled on me. Like, I just, whenever I see him in a feud, I don't think he's going to come out on top.
Because he's not going to, because they don't book him.
Exactly. Right. Which is why, like, I like Bray Wyatt. Mm-hmm. I like the way he wrestles.
He's great on the mic. And
I don't care about him. Yeah, because I just know, much like I've gotten that way with Dolph now. Dolph's my favorite guy on the main roster. I don't care anymore because I just know they're going to squander.
Yeah, they don't. They just don't use them. And they make you not care. And it's unfortunate because those are two guys that are very talented. They're so talented. Exactly.
And then we push shitty people like Baron Corbin. Yes. Who is getting de-pushed, apparently.
Good.
So we moved to SmackDown. Oh, shit. I fucked up.
Wait, weren't you high on Baron Corbin?
No, I just wanted to do that because you hated him.
Oh.
No, he could have been good because he was a good heel in NXT, but they squandered him early. They didn't do shit with him. Again, a guy who has a lot of talent that they fucked over. So Jinder Mahal beat Sami Zayn. I missed that because I was working on my deck. My deck is finished. It looks beautiful.
I heard it. I was helping with the deck though.
Yep, I wasn't paying attention to that. And then Ty Dillinger defeated Aiden English. Aiden English is a crybaby now, which I hear from my sources within the WWE. That this is mocking Morello for whining about JBL. And he made the list for whining. That was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. If it, like, Crybaby English, if that's his gimmick, I feel like he might be able to make something out of it, maybe?
No.
I don't know.
No. The only Crybaby who's ever made anything out of it was Chris Jericho. That's because he's Chris fucking Jericho.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I personally just haven't seen a lot of Aiden English's work, so I just don't know.
He's a good wrestler, but I mean, the crybaby gimmick, you've got to have a certain kind of personality to pull that off.
He made me chuckle a little bit, but I only saw like a tiny sliver. I basically only saw it when he made the list.
All right. Let me explain this to you one more time. I'm going to make this as simple as possible. He's not Chris fucking Jericho. He's not going to pull it off. Right. Only one man in the history of wrestling has pulled off the crybaby. That was Chris Jericho, because it's Chris fucking Jericho. Seriously, right. Think of anybody who's had a crybaby gimmick who's made it.
I can't even think of
it. Exactly, because they're dead to everyone. Mm. Going back on, Dolph Ziggler got a win. That's a rarity these days.
But given who he was wrestling, if he didn't fucking win against Sin Cara,
I'd have thrown my fucking remote to the TV.
That means he's quitting. I'm sorry. He's gone. Like, he's on his way out and he's jobbing to whoever because he didn't give a shit.
I'm still pissed that they threw Baron Corbin into that feud with him and AJ. Because I wanted to see Dolph and AJ one-on-one. Because you know what? The part of that Triple Threat championship match where it was just AJ and Dolph in the ring was fucking gold.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Like, oh man, it pisses me off the way that WWE leaves money on the table sometimes. Because it's like, I said, I don't get what Dolph has to do. Because every time he gets a big moment, he gets one of the loudest pops. Because the fans want, like, I think the fans are growing tired of Dolph because we just know they're going to fuck him in the end. Yeah. So it's just kind of like, why get our hopes up for him getting a push when we know he's going to get de-pushed almost instantly. But every time he does, like, I didn't think he was going to beat The Miz. I thought he was going to, like, have to quit and he'll come back months later.
Yeah.
And when he won, I fucking ordered that Intercontinental belt because I was drunk.
Yeah, there it is right there.
Which I don't regret because I have a nice collection going now.
Yeah, you do.
A collection I never intended on doing.
Yeah.
But my child conned me into getting the WWE title at WrestleMania. man, there was no way I was going to buy a title belt unless I was at WrestleMania. Because, I mean, I told you when I went down, I was like, Nelson, there's a good chance I'm coming back with the White IC title.
And I immediately said, follow your heart.
Which didn't happen because it sold out, like, instantly. But Sean really wanted the WWE title. I was just kind of like, we're at Mania, I'm going to do it. The best part was when I texted Devin a picture of Sean holding the title. Mm-hmm. I was like, he got me to buy it. And Devin's response was, well, you only live once.
You know what? I just realized something that I'm kind of surprised you hadn't done.
What?
And it's probably because you hadn't thought about it. Swapping the Winged Eagle and that title.
Of course,
granted, with all the stuff that's up there now, that's a lot of work.
That, and I like the Winged Eagle where it is.
Yeah.
Because I can take it down and walk around with it.
Also, I'm not sure if that belt would fit in that space. I think it's actually a little bit longer. I think. I'm not sure.
I don't care. It's not moving.
But yeah, I'm just saying.
It's there. So back to the podcast. So Charlotte and Naomi lost to Carmella and Natty because the Welcome Committee cheated. And then I thought we were getting a Becky Lynch heel turn. And then I was like, because what I thought she was going to do is like, look like she was going to help Charlotte and Naomi and then beat them up. But as soon as she turned to the Welcome Committee, I was like, oh, well, she's going to pull a Sting and make them think she's joining them and then beat them up. Mm. Which she did. Which was okay, but I was kind of hoping for that Becky Lynch heel turn. But what I want to happen in the women's division, I want Natty to beat Naomi for the title, and then I want Charlotte to beat her for the title. Because I think that would be better. Because I think Naomi... Natty deserves the title more than Naomi does. Like, everyone's chanting, you deserve it to Naomi. What about Natty? She's been the best women's wrestler. Well, not anymore, but for the longest time, she was like the only actual wrestler on the female roster. Yeah.
And now, with the exception of Mickie James, she's the only holdover from the previous crop who was an actual wrestler from the previous crop.
Yeah, exactly. So like,
she's a different caliber.
So really, if you want to say anybody deserves it, fucking Natty does. I mean, you know my opinion on Naomi. I don't like her. I like her dancing, and I like her theme. Her mic skills suck. And, like, those little, like, fucking kicks she throws...
I've never liked those kicks.
...irritate the shit out of me because they don't hurt. Yeah. Especially when you're hitting people in the side of the arm.
Yeah, well, that, and if you're doing it that rapid, in rapid succession, that I don't know how you make that hurt.
No, you don't, unless you're fucking Bruce Lee.
Exactly.
Or Chun-Li.
So either you're dead or fictional.
Exactly. Well, I'd like to see her do those kicks against, like, Nia Jax... And Nia Jax just absorbs... Wait, not Nia Jax. She's not on SmackDown.
Tamina,
yeah.
So well, it's okay. Because they actually look very similar. It's just one is bigger than the other. Yeah. That's the only
thing. I'd like to see her do those against Tamina, and then Tamina just fucking punches her in the face. Or shoves her down. Something. Just like, those don't hurt. Take that with you.
Take that with you.
Yeah. And there's one to grow on. Because it's... I don't know. I want to like Naomi. I really do. I just don't.
I like her with the exception of the fact that the things that you said. Her mic skills are horrible. And her main moves are annoying. But when she does other stuff, which she doesn't get to do anymore for some reason, she's decent. She's pretty good.
Well, see, my biggest problem is like...
She used to do the freaking superstar press, if I remember
correctly. There's nothing special about her. Like, legitimately, there's nothing special about her. And for me, for you to be a champion for me, there's got to be something special about you. Mm. You have to have that je ne sais quoi, as the fucking French would say. And by the way, because I flew Air Canada, I am so tired of hearing Canadian accents and French-Canadian French. Because holy shit, on that plane, going to Japan, it was in Chinese, Japanese, English, and French. And when you're trying to watch a movie and they interrupt your movie mid-flight for an announcement and you have like 10, 15 minutes worth of announcements because they're doing four fucking languages, it's annoying. And I had this fucking Canadian family sitting behind me on the way home and they had like legit like Newfoundland straight up stereotypical Canadian accents.
Oh, eh?
Oh my God. I want to fucking strangle all of them. Oh! I heard Japanese for 2 weeks. Didn't bother me one. 2 13-hour flights hearing French and then Canadian accents. Holy shit, dude. Wanted to murder every Canadian I saw.
I'm sorry, eh?
Every would single like one who was like super... yes, I would like to. Yeah, that's the only good thing about being like held hostage in Canada. Was I got some Timmy Ho's. Goddamn, so good. I wish we had one close by.
Yeah, I enjoyed the cured coffee, but I know it doesn't compare.
It's not the same. It's not as fresh. It's good!
I would like to try the donuts. I've heard so much about them.
They're so fluffy and like light in air. They like float off your hand. You gotta hold them tight. And I had this fucking maple bacon and egg wrap. Because I tried that too. So I always get like something with my donut. I get a donut and an actual like breakfast sandwich.
An actual food.
With my coffee. And I don't even like cream-filled donuts. And the late, I accidentally ordered a maple cream-filled donut. It wasn't like, it was maple frosting. It was like some sort of vanilla cream.
Probably like something similar to like a Boston cream.
No, because it was good.
Yeah.
Boston cream suck. Most like everything in the city of the of Boston, with the exception of the Red Sox, sucks. Nah, I take that back, Boston. You know I love you. stop being racist to Orioles, though. That's not cool. That's a different podcast, so I'll do that with Jeff. But no, it was so good. Like everything from Tim Hortons was so good. Like, but it was egg, bacon, and some sort of like maple sauce. It wasn't like maple like syrup.
But it wasn't syrup. Okay.
It was like a sauce with like just a hint of maple.
I just ate dinner. I'm hungry.
It was like a hollandaise sauce, but like maple hollandaise sauce. Maybe that sounds disgusting, but it was good. It was tasty.
Maybe it's a thing.
With my coffee, oh, it was brilliant.
You didn't have any poutine while you were in there.
No. The only time we saw poutine was when we were leaving our flight from DC to make our connection to it. And the thing, the poutine thing was like on the other side, and we had to go through customs to get to it.
So it was too much trouble.
Yeah, it's like, I've had poutine. I don't need to like go through customs twice because I got in trouble with the Canadian customs. No, it wasn't my fault I got in trouble. I think I said this on the other podcast. I bought some sake from the duty-free stop in Japan because I was supposed to go from Japan, lay over in Canada, go home. Nope. Got stuck in Canada. My duty-free was in my carry-on, so when I went back through customs, like, excuse me, what's this? I'm like, fuck me. I didn't say that. Man, that lady, the Canadian customs lady, usually when you deal with, like, the Canadian customs, they're nice, sweet people. This lady was a bitch. Like no, I take that back. She was a cunt. But
you caught someone on a bad Canadian day.
God, fuck her.
I don't know what that means.
But I don't know. Probably because she probably knew I was from D.C. and the Caps beat the fucking Maple Leafs. And I was in Toronto.
She was bitter.
So we got to end this podcast. I got to get back to watching hockey.
And I'm hungry again.
Yeah, so. Kevin Owens beat Chris Jericho for the United States title on SmackDown.
Which I could have told you that was going to happen.
Yeah, when they scheduled that rematch, I knew it was going to happen. My thought is, like, they gave Jericho the title for 2 days, which I guess is like, hey, before you go on tour, here's this title because we appreciate you. But in my sense, what was the point?
Well,
like,
I mean,
I always hate those, like, quick title changes. Like, someone wins it and then loses it.
Night. That's really shitty. But I do have a theory about that. And
hopefully it means when Jericho comes back.
It's a loose theory. Like, basically, I think that was their way of getting Jericho onto SmackDown.
Yeah, I'm hoping he comes back to SmackDown. And the good thing about him losing it, because I thought maybe he was just going to be on TV while they toured. Like, he'd fly to wherever SmackDown was and be on TV. But I was like, I didn't really want to see him and AJ feud again, because we already saw that. And given, like, AJ's age, because, yeah, he's new to WWE, but he's in his late 30s.
Mid to late 30s, something like that?
He's older than us, so he's late 30s. I think he's 36.
Okay.
Yeah. Might be older than that. I know he's older than us. We're 34. Well, you're not 34 yet. You will be 34. It's April now, so you'd be 34 in 3 months? Yeah, 3 months.
I know I've gotten to the age where I had to think, how old am I going to be on my birthday?
That's Alzheimer's. You need to have that checked out.
Nope.
But yeah, so it's like, I don't want to see AJ repeating feuds for the most part, especially against someone like Chris Jericho. I don't need to see that, but I was looking forward to AJ and Kevin Owens, and I do love Kevin Owens' new Face of America gimmick.
Oh yeah.
That's fucking brilliant.
The graphic on the stage is hilarious to me. It's just a big old face. So that's a big awesome head.
I'm glad to see Kevin Owens got it back, and can't wait to see him feud with AJ. Though I was kind of looking forward to him and Finn rekindling their feud when it was rumored that him and Finn were going to fin over the U.S. title.
Yeah.
But apparently that got nixed because they wanted to separate Renee and Dean as punishment for them going off to Vegas to get married. WWE doesn't like it when their talent marries each other, unless you're Triple H and Stephanie.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I had missed Stephanie's appearance on Jericho's podcast when he was doing it on the WWE Network. I didn't catch it when it originally aired. I watched it the other day.
Okay.
I do like how she was talking about how her and Triple H started dating. She's like, well, my dad was always kind of like, you should date a guy like Triple H. And then Shane would chime in, but not Triple H. And then my dad would be like, oh yeah, not Triple H, but a guy like Triple H.
Yeah. They talk about that on Triple H's DVD, which is on the network as well.
Yeah.
Because it's funny, because they both are talking about how Vince gave his approval and then took it away.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing, though. They're a really good couple because they were, I think it was ESPN who did it. Mm. They almost did, like, the newlywed game where they separated them and asked them questions.
Yeah.
They went, like, 9 for 10. Like, and the one they missed was, I can't remember what the question was, but it was almost trivial. But, like, everything else, they were just, like, bam, bam, bam. I was like, good for them. Because I know, like, some people have a problem with Triple H. Everything I've seen about him, he seems like a cool guy in real life.
Yeah.
Stephanie seems like a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Though I will never stop picturing her as a bitch just because her character's so good.
Yeah, she's so good at her character that it makes you not like her in real life.
Exactly. You gotta, like, take a step back.
Yeah, you gotta remember, wait, this is a character. This is not the real person.
Yeah, because after watching the Jericho thing, like, it suggested a bunch of different, like, interviews she did on behalf of WWE. She was on Rachel Ray's show. And, some other dude who's on the Rachel Ray show asked her, like, do people confuse your characters? She's like, it happens sometimes. Like, we were at Children's Hospital one day doing this whole thing, and I was being, and I was just hugging everybody, just like, you know, that. And then, you know, the a friend of mine who was with a friend at the Children's Hospital just were there, and then they were at the show that night, and the friend who didn't know me, like, went to the friend, is that the same lady who was at Children's Hospital hugging all those kids earlier? but no, I don't even know how we got on that topic, but yeah, good times. Yes. So that's where we're gonna end the podcast, because I do like to end things awkwardly. It's fun. That's how I end relationships too.
Jesus Christ.
I'm a bastard.
Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna drink myself to sleep tonight.
Alrighty, you do that.
Especially if the Capitals lose. So for holding me hostage, I'm no longer saying goodnight, Canada. Goodnight. Who's gonna be in my new country of choice? Philippines. Good night, Filipino.
All right, that works for me.